As the phoenix rises from the ashes.
Damn.
You were actually going to go in a different route.
Go, is it recording long?
You're going, you're going. My soul are we going? Is gone.
Let's try this practice. Let's practice. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is for all the beaners back home. My mom, she used to be my ass.
His ass.
Mama, stop hitting me in the face, please, because the school is asking you.
Damn.
Damn.
Used to be, have a black eye at recess right by the tether ball court. And I'm not racist. But I'm kind of racist. No, I'm not.
Go ahead. Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Everything
recording? Oh, you got that. That was so sweet.
Yeah, we're recording?
Go ahead, Dream.
All right, let's run it back. Let's go, let's go.
Knock, knock on the door. CPS at the door.
CPS. Open up!
They saw that I was so poor. My mom doing drugs on the floor.
Damn. Fucking belly button. Yeah, clean it right up.
Y nosotros somos muy de las pilas.
Un saludito ahí para todos los compas de Michoacán. Claro que sí.
Y también de Bakersfield y Fresno también.
Un saludito ahí para compas, ¿cómo no?
Compas.
Y todos los aquí en el. El mes de.
Shut up, H-Town.
You wanna go in, Johnny? We're waiting for you.
Yeah. Oh shit, my turn. Alright. We have Seth in the building.
Damn.
I said we have Seth in the building.
Damn.
And we're all sniffing.
Oh wait, what?
Whoa, what? Hold up. Hold up. I got lost.
Yeah, alright, I got you.
And the compa. And the compa Seth was a long snapper.
Damn.
D1, 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 the D1.
D1,
the D1, the D1. Went to college. I don't know what that's like. Damn. Your parents probably loved you.
Used all my financial aid on some hookers. Johnny, give us your Burger King order right now. Give us your Burger King order right now.
Too long.
Goddamn, that's great for content. I'm sure the listeners wanted to hear that. I get a double Big Mac with cheese. Some chicken nuggets, barbecue sauce on the side. And I used to fuck the bitch behind the cashier counter. Found out she was a dude.
It's okay, it's okay. It's 23 June.
Pride Month, Pride Month, Pride Month.
Sky, you wanna jump in?
Dude,
go ahead.
I can't speak and play at the same time.
Oh, really?
Bro.
We just outed him. I'm going to tell you.
This is funny, too. So you just call me Scott, which it's okay. It's
I'm sad. Sorry.
My name is Seth.
But Scott, Seth,
the
sorry.
First time I was ever recognized in public, I'm walking through Target, right? I'm getting like groceries and stuff.
Yes, Seth. Sorry, fuck.
I've gotten big on the internet, but not that big, right? I still right. get like the cheapest food I can possibly buy.
Yeah. You
know? Same.
And so that's the way to be, man. That's the way to be.
Yeah.
But I'm walking through Target, and this guy, he's like behind me, and he goes, Scott. And I was like looking at my phone. I'm like, wait a minute. He's like, there's nobody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And he like, I turn around. He starts going like this. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Start waking.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel better, my mom calls me shit face. So it's all good.
Shit face.
I used to get Sean a lot. I mean, that's not even.
Yeah.
But yeah, Scott out here.
And we love you, fuckers. It's your boy Lalo.
It's your boy NFINITDR. Even the ants on the motherfucking. His name's not Seth Z.
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy Gazelle, and today
you guys were great. That was awesome.
That was awesome, bro. We appreciate you doing that. That was fucking badass.
You guys were all over the place. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, let me give you a proper introduction, bro. You have, I mean, you guys have all seen him all over your For You page, and if you haven't, it's because you're probably not Mexican.
And you're under rock.
But yeah, he has over 900,000 followers across all fucking platforms. He's a man from Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
And honestly, one thing I like to say is that. Not only is this man invited to carne asada, he's probably playing the requinto at that motherfucker. Please welcome the homie, Seth Codinger, bro. How you doing?
Woo,
I'm good, dude.
And I said that correctly, right?
Yeah. You said Cotton Gym.
Cotton Gym?
Yeah, Cotton Gym.
Oh, Cotton Gym. Cool.
Nobody gets it right.
At least you didn't fuck his first name.
Even people I've known my entire life, like they still get it wrong. But
yeah, same.
It don't matter. Yeah.
So it's Cotton Gym.
Cotton
Gym.
Yeah. We're more used to like Fernandez, Rio, you know, type of last name over here, brother.
Bro, I say it all wrong too. Like, I'm getting better at my Spanish. I've been practicing.
Okay.
Like Gutierrez, Rodriguez.
But what's like the hardest thing that you feel like is for you? Like when it comes to music and all that stuff, like when it comes to Spanish, what's like the hardest thing, like challenge that you've had when it's Spanish?
Ooh, what's big to eat, huh?
So I would say, I mean, I can speak it, I think, pretty decently. I can read it just fine. Like if it's written out, I can read. Like if I went to Mexico and I didn't have to speak to anybody and just like I could read stuff, I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But as soon as people start speaking at me,
I
get all nervous and like my brain just goes empty.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm trying to think of the word, like even just like saying like thank you, I'll be like perro, and I'll be I'll throw a word that just don't make sense. But yeah, I mean that's the hardest part.
Honestly, dude, I found you on I think on. It had to have been TikTok, probably. It was probably TikTok a while back. And I was like, nah, this dude is crazy. Like, and you just kept, honestly, you just kept popping up on, like, my For You page. And I was like, that's because of badass. And, like, you know, after, like, a few times, you're like, I'm going to follow this guy on YouTube, bro. Yeah. And, like, and then once I went to YouTube, it was, like, this whole, well, obviously, it's, like, the full-length videos. And then you see more of you just breaking down music. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's, like, so, because I'm not musically inclined, right? So, when I see people do like talented shit like that, where they're just listening to the song, and there's like obviously vocals and other instruments going on in the song, but you're still able to pick out the guitar and then just do the chords like nothing. I'm like, how the fuck is he doing this shit?
It's and like honestly, magic to you and shit. It's like someone doing this shit. And you're
it's honestly. I mean, it's already the fact that it's already a hard thing to do in music, anyways. Musicians are pretty good, right?
It all depends. I mean. There was kids like on my football team that wanted me to teach them guitar because I was blowing up like my last 2 years of college.
Oh shit!
And like to me, because I grew up as a drummer. I'm from a music family. Dad plays guitar. I didn't want to play guitar because I was like, I'm gonna do my own thing.
Yeah, you know,
like, guitar's stupid. So I was like, I did drums. Got really good at drums. I think I'm a far better drummer than guitar player. But I mean. That's neither here nor there, but so rhythm always came easy to me.
Bring in the drum set.
I'd tear it up. Like when I go to these concerts, like I went to like Junior Ache, Grupo Frontera, and I get to go stand kind of like off the side of the stage. I'm staring at like Carlos from Grupo Frontera, and then Junior Ache, they have like a whole band. I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
Dude, they're so good. They're so tight.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, when it came to drums, like your dad taught you drums or you were like more of like,
I had lessons. So my brother was a piano player. Doing like lessons super young. And then me being like competitive and being the baby of the family, I was like, I want to do like music. I want to do lessons. But I'm like, I'm not going to do piano because he's doing piano. He's a nerd. So I'm like,
yeah.
And now I love piano. Like I wish, like, dude, I wish I knew piano. But
I'm sure he could teach you, but
I could figure it out at some point. Yeah.
I heard it. If you can play. Wait, is it the other way around? Is it piano, guitar?
I think it is piano. Like, if you're
if you can play one of them, you can play the guitar. Or if you can play the guitar, it's one of the way.
It's probably where, like, if you know piano, you can play guitar. Because I can't play piano, save my life. Yeah. I can get the chords in there, but, like, if I had to play a song, it's not going to be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, bro. Look, I think the main attraction about you is the fact that you don't look like us.
What are you trying to say, bro?
You're a white dude from Rochester, New York.
Wow.
And you know how to play the requinto. Ask any motherfucker if they could do that shit.
I don't know how to do that shit.
I play the mean ass guitar. It's just like, because it's two different worlds, bro. Like if, obviously like if you listen to like rock or country or even pop or anything, like it's Mexican music or just Latin music in general is not the same, you know, like it has like a different flavor to it.
Different flavor.
And then, so like what attracted you to that? Genre of music to begin with.
So I've been trying to find ways to say this in fewer words, like just consistently, because it's a bit of a story. But so I was talking about Isaac Lepke, and I gotta shout him out because he was my teammate. He's like a brother to me, and he's doing the whole influencer thing as well. So shout out Isaac. Go follow him. But see his wife, right? Mexican girl, plays norteñas. They're from Fresno. They just got married, and they knew I was a musician. We used to make beats in the freshman dorms. You know, he was a rapper. I was a drummer, so we make beats. And they're like, you need to play corridos. And I was like, all right. It's like, I love you guys.
And Isaac's a white boy, dude.
He's a white boy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of songs, I think, too. He's gotten a lot better at Spanish, all that. But so First, I just YouTube Corridos. First thing that comes up was Mi Religion by Tercer Elemento.
Hell yeah.
Right? That's a bopper. Probably because it just came out or whatever. It was like popping. Right at the top. La Vida Ruina, Ariel Camacho was right below.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Damn.
And I listened to La Vida Ruina for like 10 seconds and I was like, this is like country, like old, like polka music. Nah. And I went to Mi Religion and not freak out, dude. Mm-hmm. Ariel Camacho is my favorite.
Nah,
dude,
come on.
Yeah.
It's come full circle, bro.
Young
it's
as
come
fuck,
full
too.
Circle.
Yeah.
But so Mi Religion, right? I was like, this is kind of new, modern, vibey. I like it. It's cool. Played it, made a video, 300,000 views. I was like, wow. And I was like, I don't really care for this song. Like, it's okay. I love Tercer Elemento now. Now, like, the music, it's in my blood more. Like, it's, I can catch the vibe a lot quicker. Mm. It makes more sense. But at the time, just being, you know, white kid, like, I was like, eh. But it was the second video. It was the most commented or most liked comment on that Mi Religion video was El de la Ache by Junior Ache.
Wow,
and that was the one. This dude's like, I bet you can't play it. And again, me being, like, competitive, I'm like, I can freaking play it.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn it on and I immediately go to my car, plug it in, blast it. I'm driving around Arkansas blasting El De La Ache. That was the That was the one that was like, I was hooked, freaking, it was just so sick. I didn't know who anybody was. I didn't know who was playing what, but bro, it was
that's were the people in Arkansas, were they scared? Like they were like
they probably
like,
didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you just bumping in your
they're like, this is they're like, this is noise.
And I'm like, they're getting sneaky over here.
That was the one. That was the one that got me hooked. And then the rest has just been I've been discovering this genre for myself and learning more about it, right? Coming back to Ariel Camacho and like really understanding like how good he was and is, you know. But yeah, I mean, and just like falling in love with the genre, just I'm a 25-year-old guy. I was, I think, 22, 23 at the time. And that's just, like, a fantastic thing. Like, I'm blessed in a way because y'all probably grew up with it or I've met people that grew up with the genre and might take it for granted where, like, for me, it's, like, I get to experience all this now. Like, I know myself more. I'm an adult, and I get to, like, take time and really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's dope, too, like, to just obviously dive into different cultures. Like, I've done, like, little deep dives into, like, the K-pop.
Yeah,
and it's just like a whole other. It's just like, and
it's huge.
It's a whole other world, right?
It's huge,
and you just appreciate the music, and that's what you're doing with like our culture as well. And like, I feel like for Mexicans in general, like the more the merrier. And like, it's like it's super dope to see somebody like who doesn't look like you to just appreciate the music, you know? Because most people be like, turn that shit off, you know, or whatever.
I thought I was gonna get hate, bro. I thought I was gonna get
no, hell no.
You thought you're gonna be a culture vulture?
Exactly. Yeah. I've maybe had like 5 comments that have said that just over 3 years and probably over 100 million views.
Literally
probably like almost 200 million now, but like it's I'm learning more about the culture and everything. And it's such a like a unique sense of family. Like family's the key word. It's kind of cliche.
Yeah.
But it's like, if we invite you into the families, like you are like your family now.
Yeah.
It's like you're expected.
You're part of the community.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You guys sell drugs for us.
Yeah, you got to move away from
that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just take a backpack over across the board. They're not going to ask you anything.
Just put the drugs inside the guitar.
Yeah, inside the guitar.
They're not going to ask you shit, bro.
Right? Yeah. I'll go by. I'll be like, hello, sir.
This guitar is actually made of cocaine.
No, I'm going to take a little. I'm just the guinea pig. They're going to take me, but you just keep walking. You'll be fine.
That'll be good.
I actually want to ask you, because I'm really curious. What age did you start learning how to play drums?
Ooh, I want to say it was third grade. I don't know how old you are in third grade. I mean,
and all your family is like musically.
So it's my dad's side of music.
Okay.
My dad, guitar, brother, piano. I don't think my mom played anything. But I just found out that my whole dad's side was musicians like a couple years ago. We go, because they're farmers in Missouri.
Oh, shit.
And, I go there, super religious family. You know, I'm a Christian, but like they're like
devoted.
Live and breathe it. Yeah. You know, they like, I'm envious of their, you know, what they got. But, the whole family, it was like Thanksgiving. They had like 13 people at the house. Everybody plays guitar. Everybody sings. Everybody plays piano.
You can start your own grupo with your family?
Maybe, bro. It would sound different, though.
Hey, but I bet you it's so crazy for you to roll up and play this kind of music. It's a whole nother vibe for you. Like, everybody's now staring at you. Like, what the fuck? This was on a different
fucking way. They don't get like, or at least, you know, the white side of my family. I mean,
Hey,
you really believe in these Mexican comments, huh?
There's a brown side too now.
Low-key, bro. I've heard they call me like an inside-out coconut. I thought that was so clever, dude.
So then do you enjoy like the shock factor of that? Like when you show up and they're like, who's this guy? Like, the fuck?
Sometimes.
Is this somebody's manager? Like,
dude, I get that so many times.
Yeah.
I'll be like, when I was at Dell Records, for the album release.
Crazy ass flex right there. Crazy.
You know where I was?
Humble as fuck.
Super chill.
I was right here. Guys.
Yeah, but no, but Disneyland's cool.
Yeah. But so I'm there and like I'm standing around, I'm having fun. I'm like, I'm the only white dude there. Mm-hmm. And nobody really approaches me because they're like, they don't know who I am. And this guy, like, he comes up and he's like, are you somebody's manager? And I was like, no. I was like, I play guitar. Yeah. And he's like, you're that white guy. And I was like, yeah.
It's dope, to stand out, though, I think.
I've noticed it, like, people don't recognize me until they, like, stare at me for a while. And they're like, oh, okay, no, like, that's you.
To be fair, though, I do know some Mexicans that look like you. Look exactly like
that's
you.
That's what I heard.
Guadalajara.
Like the, yeah.
Guadalajara kids.
I get that comment every once
in a while. It's not until you start speaking that you're like, oh, okay, like, if he's white or he's Mexican, you know, because there's a difference there. But
well, it's the same. It's a kind of the same vibe that I always get from people, too. People always think, like, I'm white or German or some other, like.
Or fat,
So it's like.
Any king.
Like some other shit, you know? Like, I always get confused for other things, so I always get that, too. Even though, like, I'm Hispanic. So it's all good. Like, it's going to happen.
Everyone always
thanks for apologizing on his back.
like I'm saying, like, it's going to happen whether or not you are white or not. It still happens to even me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just because I grew up. I mean, I still am a white guy. But, like, grew up as a white kid. That, like, you don't, or especially in New York, like, it's pretty, like, I think I knew one Mexican chick. And I didn't even know she was Mexican.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, where I was at school, it was pretty much, like, 50% white, 50% black. That was pretty much it. Like, occasional Asian kid, like the one Mexican chick, some Puerto Rican girls.
Okay.
Because you can't miss out. Yeah. The Puerto Rican.
They out there in the East Coast.
Big old asses, huh?
They get after, they get after you. They are, you don't want to mess with
them. Wait, you're single, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah.
Big old asses.
Big old asses. Big old culonas.
Since we're on the topic, though. So, obviously, one of the things that's super fascinated about you, apart from the fact that you enjoy our culture, is you're multifaceted, and you also played NCAA football. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
So how did, what's your whole journey? Like, how did that come to be?
I'll give you like the spark notes. You know, because
it's cool. It's a podcast, bro. We're good.
The longer the better.
So when you were born in,
I was born in upstate New York, big Irish family. But football as a kid, football was my dream forever. Like, I always wanted to play in the NFL. I ended up making it to the Broncos. Was there for like 3 days. Got cut. I'm going to say maybe like $300, and I spent most of it on Ubers and
food. Damn, that's great.
That's an experience.
Yeah. It was so cool. So cool. Yeah,
they have a big Walmart over there.
So cool you can do that.
It's 3 more days than I did, so.
It was eight. I definitely am appreciative of it. But so football, right, I was a walk-on. Only reason why, so I was a long snapper. I mean, so I was a linebacker in high school, but I played in New York, which is just not real football, right?
Right.
Real football is like, you got Texas, California's got great football. Vegas has like some powerhouse teams, right? Some Florida teams. So I wasn't going to go do anything in football. I was actually going to go to music school, play drums. And then I had a buddy that was a long snapper. I was like, that's easy. I could do it. I ended up being pretty good. Walked on at Wyoming. And then that's where I met Isaac.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then didn't win the starting job. Basically, they weren't going to put me on scholarship. So I transferred to Arkansas State. Started there for 4 years. Got honorable mention for All-American, did really well, scholarship, all that stuff. And then Denver Broncos.
So as someone who was like in college playing like, you know, NCAA, you know, and seeing some of the Big Ten, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, played Bama, played Georgia.
Yeah, so like when you're, this is completely unrelated to music, but when you're watching that, like, are you looking at a lot of these players and you're like, see the giant difference between the ones that are going to go to the league and the ones that are like just going to be foot doctors for the rest of their lives? Like, like, no disrespect to the foot doctors, you know, like, I got a fucking, I got a mushroom growing on this one, but like, but like, do you like automatically like, yeah, I see it. Like,
there's two, like, two key indicators. So the first one would be speed. Can't teach speed. It's like a pitcher, right? If you have a lefty pitcher that can throw freaking 96, he could throw a ball every time. They'll teach him how to dial it in. He'll get drafted.
Right.
So speed, if you have a guy that runs a 4.3, if he doesn't get drafted, he's going to be on a team. They're going to turn him into something.
Yeah.
You can't teach speed.
And who's the most impressive, like, who's the most impressive person that you saw coming up that you're like, yeah, like,
oh, but
this is totally like,
this is a flex, and I hate saying this because all the boys are going to, they're going to dog me for this. But, so the one that I knew for sure coming out of, when I left, and him was the Josh Allen out of Wyoming.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Never
we
heard of him.
We all knew he was going to beat, bro. We all knew.
That's the white Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
He's an animal, bro. And like, he would warm up, stand in the end zone, like pregame, he would just flat foot and he would throw it 70 yards. Like kill it.
Oh my God. That's insane, bro. 70 yards is wild.
So he was like, he was the biggest, just like most upside potential. We're like, this guy's legit. He's yeah. gonna go to the league. I ended up transferring out, so I didn't get to know him that well.
Yeah.
But I still claim that. I was like,
yeah, I know Josh Allen.
But you trained with him, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I call him Jay.
I texted him when he got drafted because he went to the Bills, which is their training camp's in my hometown in Rochester, right? It's yeah. only like 45-minute drive to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey man, like I'm not gonna be home when you're like in my hometown. It's the first time I ever texted him because I didn't know him that well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna be at fall camp, like I won't be in town, but like you're my hometown, dude. Like all my boys, huge Bills fans, would mean the world if you just even just say hi. Mm-hmm. Never got a response.
And I was like, it's not on him, bro.
Said it here, fool.
Yeah. Fuck John. No, I'm just kidding.
He sends Stephon instead.
Josh Allen, man. He terrorizes my division, bro.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Shout out Miami, bro.
How big of you are, how big of a football fan are you outside of that? Because, you know, you're a huge fan.
That's all he wanted to do.
Yeah, I know. I get that, but it's also like.
You're a Bills guy?
You know,
I'm a Browns fan.
What?
Yeah, you suffer.
That's probably why I like college football.
Why you living them off?
No, what are you, Ravens or something? Ravens?
You already know, bro. I don't have my keychain on me.
Miami, baby.
Yeah, but Baltimore fan.
That's a weird rivalry. I don't know if it is much of a rivalry.
No, yeah, because we did. We just kind of just like snuck out like a prostitute in the night on you guys and just took your guys' team.
Well, are you talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you guys aren't that good, you know. Oh, okay.
Damn, face Vinny.
How many Super Bowls you guys got?
Right, better than the Browns, but I mean, everybody's better than the Browns. Like, where's the flex?
I respect that, though. You're not fucking, you're not like waiting for a championship and then
you're not delusional.
They're still cursed.
You're not waiting to win or anything.
No, but it's just like, you know how most people, well, wait, so what's the story behind you becoming a Browns fan?
So we had season tickets growing up. My dad was a huge Browns fan because he's growing up in Missouri. Small town, farm town, Missouri. Only two teams on back then were Cowboys and Browns. And Browns had Jim Brown, just passed away. But Jim was an animal, right? He was absolute killer.
Yeah.
So he was a Browns fan, got season tickets as he got older. And then we live 4-hour drive, like exactly, to Cleveland. So leave at 8 a.m., game at 12, get back at 8 p.m.
That's badass.
So that, make a whole day
that was my childhood, man. That was awesome.
So you guys, it's a football family?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah?
My God. Faith family football, that's what it is.
That's one of the things that I like I envy about like that side of the states too, because they're definitely more like devoted to football or just sports in general, it's right? And especially college ball as well. Like college ball is huge.
So much better than the
NFL. Out here in the West Coast, there that like environment doesn't really exist. There's no such thing as like even like USC, UCLA, like there's some like hype around it, but
it ain't like the SEC though.
Yeah, like it's really not. Like the tailgates are like nowhere near as like comparable, honestly. So that's why I was like, fuck, I wish we would have grown on that growing up. And we got to experience that side
Bro, gotta make a trip.
No, that'd be badass for sure.
Why'd you make that claim that it's better than the NFL?
Just the environment and the rivalries. Oh, everything is beyond.
Like the whole city's just down on.
Is it you're talking about environment or game in general?
The games are better, in my opinion. I mean, you get some.
Because college ball is older than
defense
the NFL.
Defense is non-existent, let's be real.
And like sometimes the NFL can be a bit predictable in a way, right? Like you take the Chiefs against, like, I mean, not the Bills of today, but like.
But the Ravens.
The Ravens. Chiefs against the Ravens. Easy dub, right?
You know, he's a fucking Jags fan, so I don't even think he could fucking shit on me, bro.
Move on.
So you take all 30 teams, not including the Browns of the NFL against the Jags. It's dub, right? So
fuck.
There you go. Do yourself like that's crazy.
Bro, you got college football. You got like us. We went to Kansas State, who that's like a big conference, you know, Big 12, and we ended up beating them. You got Georgia State goes to, I want to say it was, I don't think it was Georgia. That would have made a bigger deal. But there's a lot of teams that are like, you could have like a little above average team, but like an average team in Division One go play these powerhouses and win. That happens every year.
Yeah.
Every year. Multiple times too. Tennessee lost. Bama lost. I don't think Georgia was undefeated. But like all those big teams, they all lose to like smaller team. It's absolutely bad.
Yeah, it's more exciting.
And you think it's like the dog in them to try to make it to the league still?
That's what I think.
I want to
get attention, I think.
It's more, there's a lot more volatility. In college football, where these are just kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I didn't even mention it, but the other indicator is for like guys that make it to the league is dudes that are doing everything right. Always in the training room. They're getting all their meals in. They recovery, everything's perfect. They're in the weight room. They're doing everything right, right? Mm-hmm. Where that's kind of rare in college football. You maybe got two guys every year on the team, like in a class, that are doing everything right and will actually get a shot at the NFL.
Yeah.
So where college football, you got their kids, man.
Yeah,
sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. But NFL, this is like, that's how they make money. That's they get cut, you know, faucet turns off. There's no more money.
Right.
Yeah, the roster is ever changing too in college ball. That's what makes it kind of
all
exciting
the time.
Too.
New class every year. Yeah. College ball is so much
fun. I like it too. Like I said, it's harder for us to get into it because we grew up on this side of the, and it's not huge over here. Let's be real.
Right.
When was the last big thing? What was the last big thing we had over here? When, what was his name?
It was Escape.
Escape.
Yeah, it was a rave.
I'm drawing a blank right now, but there was this huge player, I think, from UCLA that, right now, there's hype around the quarterback, right? What's his name?
Caleb something. No, quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Caleb Williams.
So he just won the Heisman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a baller. He still got another year to get drafted.
I watched him, my kicker in college ended up transferring to Notre Dame, and he played against USC. So went to the game, had to go, right? Mm-hmm. Caleb, I mean, dude, Notre Dame's a good team. Don't get me wrong. Caleb Williams made them look so goofy, bro. He is so
good. He's a baller.
He's a young Patrick Mahomes. Probably better. He's a baller. Honestly.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up at some bullshit team in the NFL.
We'll see. Maybe the Browns. Probably the Lions, honestly. The Lions will probably get a good pick.
Like the Ravens or something. They don't pay their quarterbacks. But
they just paid him, and they paid him too much.
Okay. You think so?
If your guy wasn't so worried about getting his hair in a ponytail, like I'd be talking so much shit right now. But
Trevor Lawrence, the GOAT.
But you touched on it earlier, bro. So you said you got the chance to play against these big schools. Like you said, Georgia and Alabama.
Super cool. Super cool.
So what was that experience like for you?
It's so I was a long snapper, right? So you don't like I'm not lining up against Tua Tagovailoa was at Bama at the time. So I'm like, I'm not face to face with these guys. You see him like in pregame, you see him at halftime, you see him at the end of the game. But really like the whole thing is like you walk in the stadium, massive, you're like, this is so cool. Bro, and then
just to be on the field though, dude, like
so cool. You're in the middle of the field,
everybody around, like just Georgia. Cheering
the chants and shit. Man.
But like I'm standing there at Bama. And we all the specialists, we all have the same recollection from the game. We're just hanging out and we're like, that's Nick Saban. We're like, oh shit. Oh my God. And like, that's Tua. And I think it was DeAndre Swift was the guy at Georgia.
Yeah.
So he broke my ankle. If someone finds me, and it wasn't even like, bro, it wasn't like I was like really like getting in there.
Yeah.
Bro, like it doesn't look like he broke my ankles because of how easy it was for him. He was just like, he just like cut and I was like, I fell over.
He just toppled.
I didn't even have a chance, bro.
Shout out to D Swift. He fucked me over on fantasy last year. But anyways, you were saying
he was an animal. Yeah. He was an animal. But just like to be on the field with those same guys, you don't really realize it until after the game. And then you watch some highlights and you're like, you see how they're doing the NFL and you're like, I was right here and he was right there. Yeah. And he had the ball in his hands. I didn't make this happen.
He dusted my ass.
Yeah. So I'm sure anybody that comes in cocky, those fools humble you real fucking quick.
College football is one of the most humbling just sports ever. You can't go in there. You got to walk a walk, man. You can't talk to talk. You got to go in there and like actually perform.
That's the thing. I feel like with college football, I feel like everybody's bringing heart like 100% because they have something to prove compared to NFL. How you said yes to job, but they're like, I got this. Like, bro, if Patrick Mahomes comes in here, Alpha knows what he's going to do compared to college. They're just giving it their all because it's like,
there's a lot of those top players like in the NFL, they don't really have to prove themselves anymore. They got that 5-year contract.
Yeah, you know? They're chilling. Mm-hmm.
Like college ball, like every day is an interview. If you have a bad game, coach is going to look at you. He's going to be like, I heard this one before from the Wyoming coach. He says, my hand's in a bucket of water. Mm-hmm. He told this to the long snapper that was the senior ahead of me. Brendan Torelli, you're the man. I love you. I learned a lot from that guy. But he goes, my hand's in a bucket of water. He's like, I take it out, put it back in. I say, what changed? And he goes, nothing, coach. And he says, exactly. He says, everybody's replaceable.
Damn.
Hey, but low-key true.
This dude was a 4-year starter, 2-time All-American. Outstanding. He was just short. That's why I didn't get picked up. NFL wants tall, big guys.
Yeah. Even for a long snapper?
Yeah. 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 Everybody's good.
What game was it? I forgot, like, the long snapper got injured in the NFL. And it was some
the Bills
game.
Had that.
The Bills, right? And then, like, it was so noticeably, like the whoever the fuck they threw in, it was so noticeable. Like, no, you would never think, like,
he was a field goal holder, right? That they threw in?
No, but yeah, the long snapper got replaced though. Like he got injured or something. Yeah,
but the long snapper isn't he for the punter?
You throw to the field goal, you throw to the holder, you throw to the punter, either one.
Oh, gotcha.
Kicker for field goals and then for punts. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was like noticeable, like 2 seconds a little like delayed.
It throws off
and
the
it was
operation.
Fucking everything up. I remember they were even trying to like just avoid kicking in general. It's true. So it's crazy how much like of a even like a position where people be like, oh, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And no, it's important. Like in every position is important in that in the game.
That's why. So like Justin Tucker, best kicker in the league, right? Baller.
Shout out to the Ravens.
Thank you.
The Ravens.
So we got the same agent, me and Justin.
Yeah.
Rob Roach, he's the man. But so Justin, like you would think that like the owner and the coach of the team, pick like who's coming in, who's gonna play, like what position. Justin is so good and he's paid so much where he's like, I want that snapper, I want that guy holding.
Jeez, that's leverage.
And like for like we're paying this snapper too much. We gotta let him go. He's a vet. We need to bring a young cat in here.
And yeah, I think like, you guys need to restructure Lamar Jackson's contract. Over the kicker. Yeah.
But he makes a lot of money, though, Justin. He just got signed another contract. Big money. I mean, he's the best, yeah. Bro. I mean, what
the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
He's only why one of the only kickers is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably. I mean,
of the few that yeah. There's only like one or two.
And he's not number two. He's number one, man. Yeah. He's that good.
Damn. Yeah.
I like how he's still. Because he's a kicker.
Saved our ass, bro.
He'll still go up to Lamar and be like, can I take a picture?
Yeah.
He's like, he's so humble and shit. Yeah. I think this is that.
I did want to ask something. Like you were saying, like, everyone to be part of the, like, to go to the league and the difference is, like, the training and what you do.
Yeah.
How is that for, like, the specialist team? Because I know how, like, the kickers and all that, like,
yeah.
They get to all this flank, like, oh, y'all just go in there and kick. This is your only job and shit. Like, but what is the actual?
It is. I mean, it is an easy thing to do. It's just you have to be very intentional and you have to be very serious, like, when you're at it. Mm. You know, it's you can't just go in there and just, like, have an average day and then walk away and, like, think everything's going to be fine. You got to be very critical, watch film. It doesn't take a lot of time, right? It's not very, like, taxing. Like, we're not out there running. We had receivers running like 2-3 miles a day, just sprinting because they're running routes, mm-hmm. Their routes. Mm-hmm. We're just kickers, long snappers. It's about having super high standards. Don't let yourself slip. It's more of a mental thing than anything, really. It's not. It's really not that hard.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just. It's kind of just like, you know, grow up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Take it seriously. Grow up and do your job.
Yeah, because you watch all these like documentaries. You watch all of them that are on the internet, right? And then mm-hmm. They never show like. The kickers practicing, they always just show like the tacklers hitting the ones against each other or yeah. Like the routes hitting the routes. But like the kickers are just kind of off to the side, always in the background. You just yeah. See the ball always just kicking. I'm like, bro, what do they do? Like, why don't we go over there? But I guess not.
It's very methodical. You know what I mean? They're not like Blake Groupie, I should have said his name earlier, but so he's on the Saints now. He's that Notre Dame kicker. Mm-hmm. Hope he does well. But it's very methodical. You don't just go out and kick 100 balls, right? You are planned out for the week, right? You're like, I'm going to hit. You know, 15 balls here, and I'm gonna go left, right, hash, and walk it back to like 54, maybe 60 yards, and everything's planned out for the week. If he has an off day, something's weird. He's like, all right. He's like, I'm gonna have to add a couple kicks, like in this area. Everything's planned out, mm-hmm. Very intentional.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think playing football translated in some way, like mental wise, like into committing yourself to music, in any way?
Those five years of college ball, I definitely learned. A lot about like accountability, discipline, responsibility. Just like I don't really like watch Netflix much anymore. I don't really play many video games at all. It's like there's a goal that I have, right? Football is like you gotta always have goals, but like the goal is like I want to be like really successful with music because mm-hmm. I love doing it. And then the same with like football, you want to make it to the NFL. I was a physics major, so like I wanted to get great grades and like graduate top of the class. Football gave you that, like, I don't want to say like it's a David Goggins mindset, but it's that kind of discipline. Like, you got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. You got team lift. You got to get to classes. You got meetings. All this stuff takes up your whole day. Nobody wants to do that, bro. Nobody
right.
wants to do that. It sucks.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, so you're a physics major, and I know you
I'm
actually.
I'm a nerd, bro. I'm a nerd.
That's And that's what's crazy to me. Like, give musician, athlete, and then also you were.
He invented gravity.
He knows Newton's law. Like it's crazy. You do it off. Did you ever put that a degree to use though in physics?
Yeah, so that's my job right now.
Really?
I'm an engineer. I work for Lockheed Martin up in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. I find like cool ways to say it because it makes me feel better about myself. But like, y'all seen like
it's
Top
cool.
Gun, like Top Gun, the where they fly the jets and stuff.
Tom Cruise. America's movie.
So that's that's the stuff like we work on. So we're on that F-35 program.
What the fuck?
You're working on fighter jets? If I break down like exactly what I do, it's way more boring.
It's way
like,
more classified, huh?
I got security.
There's two guys with black suits just walk in like.
Bro,
we gotta go.
I don't know how, dude. I don't think I'll get in trouble for saying this because I'm not like giving out any information. But we always refer to the people coming in or like our, you know, because it's government contract work.
Yeah.
They're always referred to as the customer or the buyer. Like, we don't know who anybody is, bro.
That's some mob shit, honestly.
It's definitely not as serious as that, but it is.
Yeah. Like, it kind of is, though. Yeah.
It's just America.
Yo, Bezos needs another plane. Hurry up.
It's JOP.
Yeah.
He's a new jet.
Yeah, that's what
it's Chapos.
That's what JOV stands for. The J stands for Jeff.
Or Jets.
Yeah.
Whatever you're making.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's cool though how you're like interested in those seats because who knows? Like with your music shit, like what if you take that to like a football game? What if they have you open up? Like, you know, like that's cool as fuck to do. And if they see, oh, he loves football, let's bring him on. Like, there's, I feel like the music and the football both open a lot of doors for you.
And you can land in there with the Jets, and you know guys.
You said the Jags?
Yeah. And the Jets, with the Jets, you can land in there, bro.
You said with the Jets or the Jags?
The Jets.
The Jets. Like the football team?
No, you can
both.
You can land in there.
You can land the Jets on the Jets field.
I could do that. I don't know if you could do that,
actually. With the guitar.
They got the VTOL.
Play the guitar on the
vertical takeoff and lift, and I'll play the guitar on top of it. It's landing in there.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Damn.
Wait, so now that you're living on this coast, bro, do you ever want to move back over there, or do you like it over here?
Bro,
now?
It's so expensive over here, dude.
Yeah. You live in Santa Barbara too, bro. Like that's
bro. Thank God I'm an engineer. I mean, so here's the thing: I make great money as an engineer. If there's any kids out there that are like, yo, I want to make a lot of money, become an engineer, right? Learn how to code, do all that stuff. But when you live in Santa Barbara, all that money goes away. If I lived in Texas, Florida, Tennessee, like I would have like multiple houses. I wouldn't have multiple. I'd have a house, but like I'd have a nice car. But all my money goes away in Santa Barbara. So, bro, you'll get like a sub, right? I used to work in a sub shop. Love subs. Mm-hmm. It's like 20, 30 bucks.
Jeez. Sub back that's in gas. York,
it's like $6. For
a sub. I mean, Santa Barbara's crazy.
Stupid.
It's expensive, huh?
I have a solution to your problems, though.
Hey, what's up?
Move to the IE.
The IE, baby.
Come out here. You'll be close to JLP.
His face is like, bro, here's the thing. Santa Barbara.
My car got shot.
There ain't no engineering jobs in the IE, my boy.
Probably is.
I mean, you'll be closer to the ranches. You'll be closer to JLP.
It's true.
You lock your door? You lock your door?
Yeah. It looked nice out here, bro. I mean, I should have left it on.
Yeah, it looks nice.
I mean, there's some habits you got to build while you're out here, you know? Like, you got to probably cut your registration tag, you know, stuff like that. But
well, I used to, for the longest time, so my car, I got a flat going 70. And things totaled now, so I got to get a new car. But I used to have New York license plates, right? Mm-hmm. I never did the smog, whatever thing is, right? You got to get smog check, whatever. Yeah. So I was like, if I get pulled over, I'm just going to be like, they're like, sir, you don't have you never got your car looked at for smog. Yeah. I'll be like, what is smog? Yeah. I'll be like, look at my plate, dog. Like, New
look
York.
At my plate, dog. You got to bang on an officer.
I've been here for a year. I'll be like, I just got here yesterday. Like,
hey, bro, if it doesn't smog? Pass, I know a guy, bro. That's the good thing about being Mexican. Well, we always know a fucking
the
guy.
The car's totaled, so it doesn't matter.
I know a guy for that, too. I know a guy for that, too. Wait, so you moved to this coast for the purpose of work?
Yeah, I didn't even know Santa Barbara existed.
Yeah, we didn't either. Until like my friend went to school there.
We grew up going.
What are you talking about?
That? Oh yeah. I've just been lying for most of the time.
What year was that in when you came over here?
Last May 9th last year. So just like
you've only been here for
a year and like a half a month now, or three quarters of a month.
Solo dolo.
Yeah, man.
This is a question. It's a music question actually, but is the scene growing with more like white people and like the whole corrido norteño like? Type of shit, you know? Is that growing with you guys too? Or?
So ever since Ella Baila Sola, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody that was white going, except Isaac, of course, nobody was like, it's like, yo, what's like, you ever heard of Junior Ache, bro? Like, I never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Isaac, bro.
Shout out Isaac. Shout out his wife.
Shout out Evelyn. Yeah, she's a killer, bro. Their whole family's really talented. But I'm sitting at work and, it was my boss. He's like, you know, Peso Pluma. He's a white dude from He's from San Luis Obispo. And I'm like, I never met him, but like, yeah, he's cool, dude. Like,
yeah,
I love his music. So like, there are white people. Ever since Ella Baila Sola, they're like, they've heard the music, that song. Yeah. I doubt they've ever listened to anything else.
Yeah.
But like now, it's like it's on their radar. They've heard it before, and hopefully, because it's growing like crazy.
Oh yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. If there's some kind of like crossover where. Maybe somebody gets with a country artist or...
Like Tim McGraw or some shit.
Anybody.
Luke Combs, come through.
Who do you think would be most likely to
Beso
do
Pluma
it?
And Luke Combs.
You could be the bridge to that.
I'm working on some stuff, man. I got some guys in Nashville that I'm...
That's wild.
Like, athletes that I know that I'm trying to like make something with. Yeah. There's dudes... Bakersfield, is that IE?
No,
that's... No. Out there,
I think that's like Fresno County or something.
That's
irrelevant.
That's the little thing over there.
Yeah. Nah, don't do that. Don't do them like that.
I'm kidding.
You see that little speck of dust?
Nah, don't do them like that.
That spot on the map. Yeah,
hey, that's where our strawberries come from. You guys watch your fucking mouth, all right?
Ooh, I don't even like strawberries.
I got family.
I'm allergic
out there.
To strawberries. I don't care.
Yeah. What was the thing you said? Would you ask like who would be the most?
Most likely, my bro. This was fucking up a good fucking $1,000 guitar, bro.
That's,
relax.
That's $250, bro. No,
yeah. Oh, no, you gotta lie to him, though.
Nah, it's $250. That's what I sell, bro. Because a quick story on that is like, I, I learned guitar on my roommate's guitar. I was a broke college kid. Yeah. You know? I was broke until last year when I got the job. It's crazy how that works. You know, like you don't get paid unless some, like you're working for somebody.
Yeah. Right. But, what?
But so like this guitar, like I had so many kids being like, hey, like what's an affordable guitar? I got $100. And I'm like, you can't buy anything, bro. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So for all my videos, I got a Takamine. It's like $750. It sounds great, but nobody can like actually buy that. And I want to get more people like playing guitar. So what do? You play every video with a cheap guitar that people can afford, make it sound good. And now so many people are buying them. And like you got kids that are finally learning guitar because it's $250.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's $500 cheaper than like your standard like cheap Takamine.
That's smart as fuck, by the way.
Yeah. And then like if they don't like it, sell it. If they love it, sell it and upgrade to something bigger.
Yeah. When you get better, or if you're gonna, sometimes you don't even know if you like it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You drop and then $1,000 on Takamine and you're like, oh, I don't like it.
Because I feel like if you get shit and you don't learn it, you just get dicked. Like me, when I try to learn drums, like, but unlike you, I never learned it. I remember I wanted drums for sixth grade. When I was sixth grade,
it's a different Christmas, kind of drumstick, love. You know, Johnny.
And I was like, dude, like I want that shit so bad. Like I want to learn how to use fucking like drums. I want to play them. And I got them for Christmas. Opened them up, sat down. I don't know shit, and I never fucking played.
No way, bro.
I never played. I gave up.
Just cost your parents fucking.
Yeah, it was expensive drums, and they're still there to the day.
Yeah, dude. Hey, they got a saying for it. It's the best time to plant a tree was 50 years ago. Second best time right now.
Yeah.
Sitting. He's like, what that mean?
I'm gonna go sit down and be like,
because. At the end of the day, what matters is the player. Like you can have an expensive ass guitar and shit. Like I remember like I'm super invested into like cameras and stuff. Mm. And you can have the best gear, but if you don't know what the fuck you're doing with it, like at the end of the day, like it's gonna look like shit. You can have a fucking $4,000, $5,000 camera, but if you don't know what you're doing with lighting or you don't know what you're doing with audio, it's gonna look like shit. You know,
that was me for a little while. I had no lighting and I was like, why my videos suck?
Yeah, it's so huge, bro. It's so important.
You bought a little $40 light. You're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got like this little like $20 LED thing, and I got like a $50 like little light box.
That looks professional now.
It looks
Hit
okay.
up Sweetwater, brother. I'll tell you what to buy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna run your shit up. You got that engineering money, so I don't.
Hey, real quick, because I'll send them like this excerpt of the video. Yeah. Sweetwater, hook these guys up.
Yeah.
Help me. Hit us up. Help them. Right.
I appreciate
you. Give me Pro Tools.
So get an affiliate thing. Give them mixers, XLR cables. I know you can do it. Just freaking do it.
Shout out him.
I need the XLR.
Shout out Sweetwater. Hopefully, hey.
They banned us from every show. Yeah.
They watched the beginning of the video. They're like,
they sent us stuff with the bill.
So y'all were shitting on the Ravens, huh?
We could trade you Johnny's drums.
I don't use them.
Wait, so when was the first time you uploaded a was it on TikTok? The first time you ever uploaded like something with corridos?
So I was uploading for maybe like 2 months, just because I loved like funk music, old soul stuff. Like,
okay, cool.
Like Al Green, everything old.
Hell yeah.
Nice. And that's what I was learning on guitar. So I was playing like these little riffs and posting it and get like 100 views. And I was like, I got 100 views, sick.
Yeah.
About 2 months after that was when Isaac and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, was like seeing that I was posting. And then that's when they were like, oh, because I was doing guitar. They're like, Corridos, do it now.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, they're visionaries.
They put you on.
They were looking smart.
Like 2.5, almost 3 years ago now was when I first like posted my first Corridos video on TikTok.
And who was the first guy that reached out to you and you're like, "Fuck, I made it," you know, like,
I
get it. Like you want to have like obviously move even still further up, but like the first one where you're like, "I'm getting fucking attention."
Bro, he just kicked it with Frontera. Like
that's insane.
That's what I'm saying.
Genuine, like. Like it's the same kind of vibe with y'all. Like y'all feel like you guys have known each other forever.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
second grade homies.
I just met them like 2 months ago.
Yeah, he just
these are content homies.
Yeah, this is my content. I didn't talk to him.
That's Grupo Frontera, bro. They're like small town Texas. They've known each other forever. They're just the boys. Like they were walking around. I think it was Brian. They're watching the Chivas game.
Yeah,
dude. Look how invested you are, though, bro. You're watching a fucking Chivas game, bro. Like that. If you don't find a Mexican, bro, I swear to God, dog.
They lost while they were playing their set in Oakland, and I got the update on like the ESPN thing came. I was like, Chivas lost to the Tigres, and I was like, yo, Brian's gonna be so mad.
You were showing them. I
bombed it, by the way.
I'm so sorry
on the side.
On the side, not the same place.
Just trash.
Chivas lost.
We were watching it too. We were going through it.
They were crying.
They were winning like when they went out. So Brian's like, "We're good." He's like, "We're good, dude."
Yeah,
3-2,
locked in.
Then we got fucked. Fuck you, Beto.
You got in a kick with Frontera. Anybody else you've gotten? Like,
yeah. So, I mean, the answer kind of like both questions.
Yeah.
When I posted El De La Hache, right? Because I still don't know what the heck was going on. I didn't know who anybody was. Everybody's like, yo, Pantera posted your video on Instagram. I'm like, who's Pantera? And because I was like, I thought this was Junior Ache. And then I go to Instagram. He's the guy that played the Requinto that I literally just covered.
Yeah.
And so he was the first dude. And I would take a bullet for him, man. He's like just like Grupo Frontera. He still checks on me every once in a while. I check on him. He's just like a seriously genuine guy. Salt of the earth. Really just cares about people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was like, oh, man. Like these guys are actually like seeing my stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't say I made it. I tell people, they're like, yo, like you're rich and famous. I'm like, I'm not rich. Kind of famous, but,
you're but laughing.
No, I'm Josh
not,
Allen.
I'm not rich and famous so I could buy a house. And right now I'm paying rent. Yeah. So like, you know, we haven't made it yet. If I could buy a house, dude, I'm like, all right, I made it.
Yeah. Would you give up your engineering career?
100%.
Yeah, really?
100%.
What's up with the Jets, bro? What's
wrong with them? Food, compare it to like, ding, ding, ding. I'd rather have engineering.
He don't play the banjo. He's visiting Quinto.
So yeah, that doesn't matter.
I wouldn't leave football for it, right? If a team was like, hey, like you got to pick us a guitar, I'm like, football, because it's limited, bro. I got till maybe I'm like 29, maybe 30 to make that happen.
Oh yeah,
because you got to be young, right? Body starts falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But work, bro. My job, I'll leave it today.
Welcome to the team.
You heard it here.
I'm about to get fired. But no.
You heard it here first.
I'm not gonna leave today.
He's gonna be putting our freestyles from now on.
Yeah. He's putting in his 2 weeks notice.
I'll be at work on Monday. Guys. I'm so sorry.
Speaking of Willowera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. Is just I knew as a kid, like I was like, because I don't. It feels weird to say, like I definitely don't do this for money.
Yeah,
like music is like no matter what. I've said it before, like even before I was even playing a guitar, I was like, I'm gonna do music my entire life. I love it.
Yeah,
I want to have a house. It's got a studio. I don't care if anybody listens to my stuff, watches any video. I love music.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, it's kind of not like hypocritical, but I'm like, okay, I want to keep doing music, but I got to find a way to make this money so I can only do music.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting at work 10 hours a day and I'm like sitting there, I get my stuff done. I do a good job. But I'm just sitting there going like, I heard this song. I want to go play it right now. Like, I want to play this. I got to get out of here.
You don't want to work to live. You want to.
Yes, dude. I just want to play. Like, I want to play music. And then if money comes from it. The thing is, I make great money as an engineer and I don't make great money as a musician.
Yeah.
So that's like, we're working towards to that point. Because right now the future is bright. I don't know. It's a weird area. But like engineering, very solid. It's great money. I could have a family, support my parents, my big family. I could do well as an engineer. But I'd like that money to be coming from music. That'd be so much more
fun. It's definitely possible, bro. But it's cool, extremely talented.
And you're in a great pocket, like a niche pocket. Yeah. I'm sure you know that already.
I've come to realize it, dude.
You're in a niche pocket, like where There's kids that don't know what re sol is, like in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, but they know they're Mexican Americans.
Yeah.
And they're like, when an American comes in there and just like, all right, this, you put it on third fret, you do this.
Yeah.
I like when I was watching your videos, I like that you just get to the fucking point.
Yeah.
And you catch yourself like, I'm fucking talking way too much.
Because
I used to want to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
But they tell you how they got the guitar for the first 5 to 6 minutes, how their grandma passed them the guitar down. Yeah. It's like, bro, I don't care. Like, just play the song, bro.
You're just watching the Prada Coco. Like, you're not even.
Yeah.
So my videos, are they not too long? Do they get to like 20 minutes?
No, like, I like them. Watching? I like them longer than anything.
They're to the point.
Yeah.
I like the way that you have a certain structure. Like, a lot of. Like, I used to, from the videos that I used to watch when I wanted to learn how to play the guitar. They have a certain structure. They're all pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
And you have you approach it a very, very different way where it's like, I'm going to do it by ear and try to teach you at the same time, like, and play the chord.
Okay. So you're talking about like the reaction video.
The reaction video. Yeah. Like that whole thing. Some of your tutorials too. Yeah. But for the most part, I've seen like the recent reaction ones that are all like 150K.
Those are the ones that have done the best.
Yeah.
I bet, dude, if it's coming from Dell Records, I make money on it. If it goes by anybody else, no money. Like Rancho Miller,
the record is on there. They're not.
I love that they're like letting me get that monetization because that's game changing.
Hell yeah.
But like Rancho Miller, I love them. Jose is the guy that owns the YouTube channel, and I understand it's like kind of out of his hands. I keep like trying to sweet talk and be like, "Yo, Jose, what's up, man? Love you, bro. Like, give me like a penny to every dollar, please."
Yeah, because
those Rancho Miller's got. If you want to talk about quantity, I mean, I haven't broken down like the math on it, but Rancho Millie's got like all the top songs. Oh, yeah. Generace, Not Duff, Where's the Right? You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Yeah, but and you I want to cover get, him, yeah. But I don't get any money if I cover him. That's
when you go with JOP, hit a street mob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, well, so even mob. That, like covering Chino Pagas, it's street mob. And I think, yeah, no, street mob doesn't give you any
money. Oh, that, yeah, they
cut
okay.
it off too.
Yeah, yeah,
they didn't for a little while. Mm-hmm. But then they caught on and they're like, chop it off.
Damn.
Come on, JOP.
Come on, JOP.
Now, well, I think not only like Lalo was saying, like, do you fall into like a certain niche?
Yeah.
I think it's also, even if you don't want to pursue that specific lane and you're making yeah. original stuff, I think you still have an advantage because of you also getting a little bit of this flavor, you know, from yeah. this side. And you also know whatever you grew up with, you have that mm-hmm. flavor. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, it's almost like the same thing that happened with Fuerza Regida because, and like Nata too, because they incorporated elements of America, honestly, like yeah. rap music, and a lot of it's inspired and driven by the culture here in America, right? Like
trap and all that.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah. So they got elements from here, and they were able to bring it. And now look, like that stuff is huge in Mexico too.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, in Mexico, like I don't know if you know this, but a lot of Mexico would look down upon us, like.
I've heard, yeah.
Mexican Americans in general, like we're in like the, yeah. like we're not the wanted middle. There. And a lot of times we didn't feel right. like wanted here, you know? So now the fact that it's like blowing up and it's popping, mm-hmm. it's dope as fuck. And it's because of those elements from both countries and, or just like, there's just like a fusion of music now, you know? Yeah. And I feel like you have that upper hand now too, because you're investing your time into learning this genre.
Yeah.
Like whenever you decide to make, well, I mean, you do already do that, but it's going to bring like this different style too. And it's going to make so, Seth, you know?
I hope so. Yeah. I think the one that me and Chewy are that are putting out, that's kind of like the style that I want to make. It's very, I don't know. It's been hard. It was hard for me to like catch the vibe of Corridos and like Corridos Tumbados, right? Mm-hmm. And like have it come out of me and I can make my own original stuff. As of doing it more now, it's like more natural. But Ella Balasola was the one where I was like, this is like, I want to say it's not very like American, but like, that influence that I think America had that on that America, but like the US had that on that song.
Yeah.
Was something that's like, that kind of came out of me easily and I can make things that are really similar to El Balasola. And I'm like, it was the number one song. I'm like, this is very encouraging.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, like I'm really good at making, I don't even know. I don't know what I'm gonna say bad song, but like a low stream song. Mm-hmm. If I was like, oh, I'm really good at this. I was like, well, my future's not very bright. Cause mm-hmm. these songs get 1,000 streams and it dies.
who were some of the inspirations that you drew from like growing up?
Ooh, I gotta drop. Here's the thing, I've been listening to so much Corridos lately, I can't even think of like
he just thinks in Spanish.
His thoughts are in sap.
I gotta think. So I mean, I listened to a lot of rap growing up, a lot of like old school stuff. So I mean, Jay-Z.
Okay. Well, you say you like funk. What's like funk? What's your like funk go tos? So besides Al Green.
Ooh. We can go like, I want to say his name's Lenny Williams is another guy. I think it's more on the soul side. You got like the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
Cool. Bobby Womack. Temptations. I'm trying to think of these names. This was all like on my pregame picks for football. Mellow stuff.
So you're getting hyped to like Just My Imagination and shit?
I would listen to, because I was a long snapper, right? And it's really a mental battle when you're out there because it's just you and the football. Mm. And if like anything goes wrong, it's your fault.
You can
right?
You can fuck up.
You only got one chance. Like quarterbacks, you can throw a pick and the coach is like, all right, get back out of there, do a good job. But like snapper, you throw it on the ground, he's going to be like, you're
fine.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, go home. So I would listen to just like really mellow stuff and like I loved it. You know, kept me cool, kept me calm, and I'd go out there and just like have fun.
Oh, because that's like the opposite, huh? Like in that position, you have to be calm and collected and focused.
Laser focus, yeah. So I wasn't like trying to get hyped up. I was trying to keep the heart rate down, just, you know, take breaths, go out there and do your thing.
Damn.
So like all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's like George Benson, it's like George Clinton, all that. It's like it's more chill. Like, just chill. That's my shit.
Yeah. And then obviously, like I would listen to rap, like if I was trying to hype myself up, old school rap stuff.
Yeah.
Some Nas, you know, Mos Def. I was saying like the old Kanye back like was it College Dropout,
Graduation,
Homecoming,
stuff.
Graduation, those bangers, bro.
Yeah, and they lost his mind.
It's the best.
They lost his mind.
Yeah,
they cool shoes though.
Yeah.
Are there any differences you see from the people out here as opposed to the people from where you're from?
Yeah, I think when I first moved out here, because I'm interacting with all sorts of people out this way. First, like I started like meeting Mexicans for the first time. I was like super cool. Like I saw like my first actual Mexican.
Yeah.
It sounds weird to say.
They're always working. Like the museum.
Yeah.
Have you given you any nicknames yet?
Dude, I get so many. So many nicknames.
Wait, Weddo's in there?
Yeah.
Which one?
Weddo?
Yeah, where are
we? Weddo, that's like the number one. That's like the number one.
I get two go-tos. Like horchata, I get horchata a lot.
Do you get offended by any of them?
Nah, dude, it's so funny. I love it. Like Red Mexican was when I got on TikTok, Red Mexican. So I was in Arkansas. Yeah.
And my own SI, like,
they can they call me like compa leche, compa cookies and cream.
Have you ever heard of el compa negro? No, you never heard?
Is the mariachi black dude, right?
Yeah,
yeah. He's a black dude and he's like super, yeah, like he loves the Mexican.
Super well versed.
He's a dude from Texas or no?
I don't know.
I think he's from Oakland or something like that. Yeah,
man's can sing.
He grew up around like Mexicans and stuff his whole life, and so well, not even his whole life actually. He kind of found it like as a teenager, you know. And he just chose to, I think, but he plays, he doesn't play guitar. He plays accordion, no? I think he plays accordion. Y'all should mash up, bro. You just be the YMCA.
That shit would go crazy.
Yeah. YMCA is
with Chino Pacas on the
hook. Hey, and then you guys get an Asian to like play the tololoche.
I haven't seen any Asians yet, bro. I've seen, because you got like HBK, Jamel,
Shawn Michaels. Yeah.
He's in Grupo de Escuatro now? Is that him?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's got picked up.
He's a black kid up in the Bay.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So
good. I used to watch his lives.
I wouldn't say like get jealous, but like being like, again, like competitive. I would watch his, like he'd post a video and like just disregarding even what the numbers were doing, but just like watching him play, I was like, this kid's freaking better than me. He's like, he's like 16 years old, bro. I'm like, I got to work. So he, like, just watching him made me better. I never wish nothing bad on him. Like, he was so good, and I always support him. But I was like, it's that thing where like, you see a kid that's like half your, not even half, but like younger, and they're like so good. It just drives you, and you're like, I got to be better. And I bet he's the same. Like, he might see me kill something. He's like, dang, like, got to go practice.
Yeah.
So now that I'm an adult, right, and I'm not a child, right? Like, things
we're,
that are like,
we're back. We just had a couple shots. I got Malo. We're vibing. We're off the podcast. We're talking about St. Patty's Day, and he was asking us about Cinco de Mayo. I hope we don't celebrate that shit.
So it's like the same kind of situation. A bunch of people pretending to be Irish and a bunch of people pretending to be Mexican and stuff.
I always kind of thought of like Irish people as like the Mexicans of Europe. I'm not going to lie.
You almost got a similar flag.
Catholicism.
All y'all drink.
Leprechauns.
And everybody kind of looks down on the Irish.
Yeah. It's kind of, they kind of look down on the Mexicans too.
Facts. Really? They do? I didn't know they do.
The Irish, yeah. I mean, we're kind of like we're just like a dirty people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're the same.
Because Ireland's beautiful, but it's like wet and muddy. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. It rains a lot, right?
Yeah, it's like the UK, but in the UK, it's London. They're all like, oh, we have accents and stuff. I can't do
it.
Proper English.
The Irish low-key don't fuck with like the monarchy in England, right?
I hate them, bro. I hate them.
What's the story behind that?
I'm not from Ireland.
Ah, he's a fake Irish.
It was my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a bit removed from it. But yeah. You see the freckles, bro. I got polka dots.
Yeah, I see it on you.
Yeah. So you guys are the Mexicans of Europe. And how does that?
Or we're the Irish.
We're the Irish.
Irish in North America because we like getting drunk too. So when you say like, oh, like.
Dude, has anybody ever made this like comparison or realization?
I think you did.
I don't think so.
It's kind of spot
you're
on.
A trendsetter, bro. I'm telling you.
Let's see, you're the one that came up with it.
Nah.
I do.
Yeah.
He just has a killer Irish impression. That's all it is.
Yeah. Laddie. That's all I can say.
We say slancha. We should have said it. You said cheers, a slancha.
Slancha.
Okay. Slancha. Hey, run it back.
I guess we got to do it again.
I love me some Conor McGregor. Yeah.
He's the man, dude.
That shit just turned Jamaican like mid fucking.
He is the man.
Did you guys see his dog?
Oh my God, that's pretty good.
That's racist. You're like, did you see his dog?
I said, did you guys?
You dirty Irish person? That's what he said.
I started boxing like 3 days later. I love boxing. I've always watched, I watched fights and everything. And then I met Mark Castro. He's the man. Like, he's super cool dude.
Yeah,
great fighter. I mean, I give him enough like flack for like what he does. Like, I'm not gonna let myself fanboy him. He's 10-0, you know, 7 knockouts. It's great, but I definitely talk trash to him. So, yo, Mark, I didn't know who you were until you told me.
That's another thing we have in common: boxing.
Yeah,
Irish people like fighting.
Oh, absolutely,
we love fighting.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
Irish and Mexican people, are the same people.
Yeah, we are. We both roll our R's just differently.
We're super.
Hey, man, like honestly, as much as I'll get my ass fucking whooped back anywhere, with anybody. I've always wanted to be like being a bar fight. Always. Like just fucking. Is that for looking at me?
Got a little itch. Yeah.
For real.
Well, to be fair, your heart is every single time.
I just want to fucking like just get down and just
struggle. You know?
Get after it.
Fighting for his life.
Yeah. It's in your blood, bro.
Every heartbeat.
Only the Mexicans and the Irish got it. And I guess the Russians. The Russians are crazy.
Those ones are another breed.
I seen like TikTok that those were just pitting a bear. I was like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
The Russians are out of their mind.
Out of their mind.
Do you guys carry any like actual like Irish traditions though, like in your house?
St. Patrick's Day.
I thought you were going to say like firearms.
So how do you guys celebrate it though?
So we have a bunch of like historical stuff. We have this big document. So it's my mom's side of the family, the Dooleys. So we have like this big like Dooley document. It says like the history. I couldn't rephrase it. Like, I mean, I've read it when I was a kid. But
like a crest and stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Shit. So like when we went to Ireland, we did the whole tour, like brought my mom there for her 50th birthday and like, and she's only like 30 years old.
Facts. There you go. There you go. I'm about to say she's not gonna be happy about that one.
Yeah. Not actually 50th birthday. She's 30th birthday.
Yeah. Your mom is young.
Yeah,
you're 25. That's
25. Crazy. Yeah. That's okay. That's crazy. We gotta be wrong from
there. Yo, you said she's 19.
Yeah.
How you older than your mom? Yeah. Yeah, you in the dog.
That's a backward uterus.
So the Irish man.
So I just saw your interview.
Yeah, so you like fighting. My name is Finley and I love to fight.
Hey, what are you doing? I showed up in boxing gloves and
everything. Yeah.
As far as like celebrating, man, it's more of just like St. Patrick's Day comes around and it's just like very festive. It's almost like Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's celebrating Christmas outside
fucking love Christmas.
That like 3 month window of
right.
But like it's just a shorter window. St. Patrick's Day is like it's the month of March, and then we're like, you know, you get kind of getting the whole Irish thing. And Irish food, like it's okay.
Yeah.
Once you're born and raised in America, you know, I eat burgers and stuff like that.
Yeah. I love a burger.
Yeah. But, oh my god.
Wait, you're from New York and now you're in California. So we have to ask the age old question of I don't know, what is the New York equivalent of In-N-Out? And where would you rank that?
In-N-Out's great, but it's definitely overrated.
Oh my god, you
that's
leave.
Fucking cold.
It's great, bro. Hey, we appreciate you.
Well, you know what?
Bro, it's great. Don't get me wrong. It's a great burger.
No, we can wrap it up.
But like, we're people.
People hype it the fuck up, man.
It's definitely, dude, it's fantastic. It's great. But like,
it's just a fast food joint.
I think, bro, it's the same with everything. Is white girls ruin everything, bro. They're like, yo, I would die for
it.
Bro,
me.
It's so good.
Zoom in.
It's all these chicks at Arizona State. You know what I mean? But
yeah, cool. You lost me at Arizona, low key.
Hey, bro, Arizona. I did a trip down there. I was in Phoenix area.
Yeah,
that was. I mean, I haven't had a lot of like real Mexican food, right? Came from New York, upstate, basically Canada. The food in Arizona was like Mexican food, incredible.
Slaps.
Really?
Incredible. Yeah.
I always kind of saw him like a discount California. If I'm being honest with you.
No, Arizona gets down
the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Nah, not really. I mean, there's like California's got great Mexican food, but I heard it was some like they just cook a different way. Like they use a different fat, like they use lard instead of like margarine or butter. I don't know.
Oh, we do the same thing out here. Yeah. The right people, the right.
Yeah, yeah. There's you gotta go to the right joints.
Yeah.
I try to be vegan for a little bit, and I ate some food that they're like, oh yeah, it's cool. And then they're like, hey, it's cooked in lard though, and I was like,
failed.
Well,
what's the difference? So I know vegan, vegetarian. What's the difference?
I used to be,
but I'm like, what's the difference?
Fucking
because I was with
I wasn't
so
vegetarian is like you're only eating vegetables and you know vegan
one of them is like you don't touch anything that
anything. Yeah, vegan is straight. You don't touch
you can't anything. Even look at fish.
Yeah.
You gotta turn away.
Yeah. I did that for a year just because I wanted to see how mentally strong I was. I did it
for
but,
a year.
But I technically cheated sometimes because I didn't know shit was cooked in lard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh well.
You're like cooking a piece of corn and lard.
I didn't know carne asada was cooked in lard, so I kind of cheated.
There's this chick she's a vegetarian, and I was like, and she's super cool. We'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But
look at the camera to say her name.
Yeah, I'm not saying
her name. Oh, you think she'll watch this?
I mean, who knows?
Oh, okay.
Probably
I can't make a joke. I'm gonna make it.
It's complicated.
Yeah, you got dreamy eyes, foo. So you're
no.
She's Irish, probably watching this.
Yeah.
But she was saying like she's vegetarian. I was like, oh, like that's super cool. That's like really interesting. Like, I wonder what that's like because I eat meat at every meal.
Yeah.
And so my neighbors from back in New York, complicated story. They're French, but they've been vegan or vegetarian forever.
Mm-hmm.
So they made me this salad, and like I'm not a big salad guy. Like they made me this salad, and it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find out I've been making salad wrong my entire life. I just suck at making salads. Yeah. So vegetarians, bro, if there's vegetarians out there,
yeah,
y'all are tight, man.
I don't feel like salad.
Y'all are tight.
I don't feel like salad and incredible should be in the same sentence.
Bro, it was so good.
Stop.
Dude, it was so good.
Incredible? Or?
No, it was incredible.
You had some chicken.
Right.
Better than In-N-Out.
All right.
Okay, now relax.
Now.
Chill.
These are lifetime vegetarians, bro. Like, this is like, they've been, you know, they spent probably 40, 50
so years. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Wait, so you had a Whataburger before?
Yeah, Whataburger's all right.
Oh, there you go. Ask them.
Where do you rank In-N-Out higher or
higher?
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, bro. I get it because there's a lot of pride in Texas. A lot of, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pride. I love Texas.
What about Shake Shack?
Shake Shack, if they didn't have the shakes, it's below average.
Really?
Yeah. What? I love the burgers.
You ever had one in Vegas? Because I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, are you thinking of Steak and Shake?
Probably. To me, they're the same thing. I mean,
it's like the. Is it a smash burger? That's a Shake Shack. Almost.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what that term means.
Yeah, it is.
Because we had Shake Shack recently, and we're like, "Oh, this is just fire."
It's better than In-N-Out.
It is,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
But that's more of like a sit-down restaurant, the way in my eyes. Like,
yeah,
a bit fancier.
Yeah, you know I mean? True.
Like it's like a step above.
You have to have a bit more commitment to go there.
You're
like,
are we gonna ask every guest this?
Yes.
I'm down.
I'm trying to think of something that's like comparable, dude. I've been.
What's the best burger you've had?
Oh, that's a great. That's a.
I have a follow because
you've been everywhere. Bro.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah, you're a little travel slut.
Yeah.
Does Buffalo really have wings like that?
Bro, yes. Yes.
For real?
That's really what they're known for. That's where Buffalo wings come from.
Yes.
Y'all laughing and shit. You're not cold.
No, because it was like
you're not Irish. You're not Irish, bro.
That's Buffalo is the land of light beers and cigarettes, man, and wings.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the place to be, man.
Said cigarettes?
And Josh Allen.
Josh now.
But, you know him, though.
I mean, I know him. Does he know me?
Yeah.
They get it like this.
Yeah. You were teammates for like a second.
But
he has him as just Josh in his phone. That's crazy.
Just Josh. Yeah.
Is Joshy?
Yeah.
Joshy.
Joshy poo?
Ayo, J.A.
His phone is don't pick up.
Do not disturb.
You know what it is.
Some wannabe guitarist.
I don't know. He's in focus mode.
Fuck that.
Best burger.
Yeah, yeah. So
sorry. We started going crazy.
There's a bit of a story. I'll keep it short. But so when I was going in, I was traveling across the country. I was in Nebraska. There's a place called Honest Abe's. In Lincoln, Nebraska, where they had a peanut butter burger.
Stop.
Right?
I heard about it.
Peanut butter burger. It was blew my mind away. Like, it was like, this is really good. Not the best burger I ever had.
Okay.
Great burger, right? I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where I went to college, right? And they had this thing they call it the Gooby Burger. Uh-oh. Where it's jalapenos, like a bacon jam. Oh. They had bacon, cheese, burger, peanut butter.
Write that down, Johnny. Write that down. Wait.
This isn't, bro. This isn't that jiff. Right, this is like gourmet, like this is specially made to be put
so
on.
So it's more like butter spread.
What is it?
You can't,
it's peanut butter spread.
It does
spread.
Something different.
Like, it tastes like peanut butter, but it actually works. Like if you just, I tried it once, I made a burger at home and I was like, I'm going to take this, you know, freaking Jif peanut butter and slap it on.
It's yeah.
Not good. But the way, I think theirs is probably a bit like, I don't know, it's just a bit more flavorful.
Yeah.
Blue I got to try it. I mean, I can't judge it till I try it, I guess.
You need something spicy with it though. So that's why the jalapenos on there and everything is what made it. So good.
I love jalapenos.
No jalapenos, it's just like a weird burger.
The jalapenos, what? They hold you over while you're tasting the kind of like the peanut butter and shit?
It's because the peanut butter is kind of sweet, right? And the bacon jam, like sweet side.
It just sounds crazy.
Sweet and spicy, man.
Sounds like a lot of nice shit going on. Burger. It's good though, but it's well together.
So good,
I got to try that then. Fuck that.
I don't like jalapenos.
No,
take your word for it.
Oh,
I haven't had all that, but so I've had peanut butter with a burger, and
yeah.
I thought it was good, but I feel like it was like a cool thing to try, but not like...
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's for everybody.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You made a peanut butter and jelly and just put a fucking burger.
Put the patty in there.
It's all right.
As far as Mexican food goes, like, what have you tried? Just tacos? Ooh,
so I'm a big burrito guy, but I found out that's not actually Mexican.
It's like more like United States.
Yeah.
Still fire.
I love burritos.
The right places.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, because a burrito, like, you just eat the whole thing. It's gone. You don't got to do no dishes.
Yeah.
You could put the sauce. Like,
it's quick.
You might have to do laundry, though, but yeah.
Yeah. You spill some stuff.
Yeah. Shit up.
Happens. I'm trying to think, like, I wish I could remember who the cater people were. It was in L.A., Dell Records. They had this, like, local business cater it.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
In good
it was
hands.
Like, they had, like, pork rind, something, some kind of, like, pineapple.
Chicharrones.
Dude, everything.
Yeah.
So good. They had, like, six different, like, meat combinations of things and they're like, what would you like? And everybody's going up and be like, I'll have one of this and one of that, please. And I was like, can I have one of every single one of those? I'm like, I'm like, which one of these hot sauces is gonna make me cry? And they're like, that one. I'm like, dump it on.
Have you tried menudo?
Ooh, no, I haven't. I've heard about it.
Have you had
don't look it up.
What?
Pozole?
Just eat it.
Just eat it.
Don't look up what menudo is. Just eat it.
Yeah. Hey, during Christmas, I'm dead ass. We're inviting him back over here, bro.
Yeah, yeah bro. We have to.
I'm probably gonna be
we're gonna give you. Bro. You're gonna get diarrhea. Oh,
don't worry, bro. We have leftovers for the week, so you'll be fine.
Bro, my insides are. We're good. No, I've been doing spicy every day my entire life.
I don't know, bro. We got to put you through the ringer, though.
Yeah. Like, we're gonna,
so
because this should be fucking me up, and I'm
the ringer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat chicken nuggets on the side, but it's gonna be tight.
So you're saying I'm gonna have to pull over on the way home and just. Well, off the side of the road.
Yeah, the thing, dude, there's two sides of like Mexican food. So there's like the carnes and shit and all the fucking tamales and stuff like that. And then there's the marisco side.
Oh, yeah, dude, stop. Yeah.
And
bro,
you tell me, I don't know. Do you like that shit or no?
So Chris Rosas, he's a singer, super like incredible singer. And he's just kind of up and coming right now. And we're making some music. And he's like, hey, bro, come out, come have some lunch before we go to the studio. He's like, we're going to get mariscos. And I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's seafood. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. And I Googled it. And I was like, I sent him a picture. I'm like, you want me to eat squid tentacles? Like, what is this? I was like, I'm down for the shrimp, scallops, all that. But freaking squid tentacles?
He's like,
bro, it is so good. I'm like, no.
yeah, same.
But no way.
And you refuse it to this day?
Yeah. I mean, we even got to meet up because I think he got jacked or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be with him tomorrow. But if he gives me a plate of like all that, all the squid stuff go over here, and then all this is gonna go. All
right, well, try like this first.
The ceviche for sure, right?
I was gonna say cocktail.
Ceviche is okay.
Cocktails are fire.
A cocktail. And that's what it is: tomato juice or sauce, depending on who's making it, or ketchup sometimes. I don't like that, but it's tomato and it's all the seafood. You get siete mares, the seven seas.
Oh yeah, that's gonna have squid in it though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you gotta try it like that.
So
like you're not.
But it has a mixture of everything.
You think you don't like it, but you're gonna like it when you try it.
So I think they deep
fry. I like
fried
calamari.
Yeah, it's almost like that. Good. It's very similar.
But then
it's
like you take like the fried part off of it, and you got this like.
No, it's, I think tentacle. They. It's a very similar. I don't know exactly how they cook it because I'm not a cook. But I think it's very the
they boil it.
It's almost very similar to the taste. Okay. Yeah,
you're not a cook?
I think you'll like it. Food. None of us know how to cook.
Oh. Speak for yourself.
He said, "Oh, like he just realized." He's like,
you're
"Oh,
cook.
He's like, oh, man.
You're a podcaster. How about you're a cook? And it's
like,
all time.
Like my go-to.
I know how to cook.
I suck with spicy shit, but I love aguachiles. Like it's so fucking good. I'll be spiced the fuck out. I'm like, I had 2 spoonfuls. I'm spiced out, but it's super
you'll like aguachile for sure. I think because you like spicy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like cucumbers and onions and like shrimp and shit.
I think it's just habanero that they put in it that makes it fire.
See, one of my favorites is mango habanero.
Yeah,
fuck. You'll love this habanero. It's Mexican.
Delicious.
Yeah. Chef's kiss.
It's Mexican habanero. That's the same habanero.
Yeah. That's the thing with us too, huh? As Mexicans, we're like, no, that's not the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
This is fun, bro. It's cool that I get like just to like learn all this stuff. It's fun.
And it's cool that you even like care to do it though, like have an interest in it.
Yeah. Because
most people don't. Like they just like what they like and they don't go outside of their.
I mean, mariscos is the one thing I'm just like,
You got to, bro.
You got to try it, man.
I'll give it
at least have a couple beers because that's
it goes that's hand why they hand pair too. Them too.
Okay.
Like mariscos and beers like a Corona or a Modelo, like that you will not see a table that doesn't have that.
Or like a Pacifico.
Every table has them. They get buckets.
Here's my thing. Do you like oysters?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, if you like oysters, you're going
to
like.
That's be horny.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna like yeah. If you like a fucking,
isn't it like an aphrodisiac or something?
Yeah. What's that shit called? The shell cum or whatever the fuck.
What the fuck?
That shit tastes kind of it's weird. Feels weird going down, but it tastes good, right?
Shell cum is
great. If you like the shell cum, you're definitely gonna like octopus.
Just don't start saying that out loud. Okay. I like shell cum.
This shell cum is good as fuck.
More shell cum, please.
Imagine everything that's real and he goes orders that. Can I have shell cum?
Yeah.
Restaurant.
Yeah. Oysters?
They start looking at me sideways.
Yeah.
Oh, and the waitresses at Marisol spot, they're gonna try to flirt with you, bro. For sure.
They always got a fat ass too.
They're trying to get a fat tip.
Yeah. For that fat ass.
You're crazy because your girl listens to this, bro. But
I know we're going to a Marisol spot for her birthday. That's just wild. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. She knows.
So what you got coming up, brother? You said you got this project that you've been working on. You give us a little taste of it while we're wrapping our bullshit.
I'll give you, I got the audio file. I mean, I could just send it to you guys, or do you want me to like play it on the phone?
Oh, it's up to you, though. It's just like
you can talk about it.
Or you want to sample it, whatever.
If you want.
In 2 days, I'll be in the studio with Dioro, DJ. We're going to go to Yellow Room with Edgar, legendary producer, as I type airdrop.
Did you want that in here?
I mean, we don't have anything like officially yet. Like we haven't started making anything yet. Something might not even happen, but hey, if we want to build some excitement around it, that could be a potential, like possibly a thing. Which is cool. I mean, who knows if something will come out of it. I hope something does. Something probably will, but
Yeah, I've heard him talk. I've heard him talk about you before, and
he's, for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dior's talked about you before.
That's wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like EDM like that? Or
so I like. Here's the thing, bro. I grew up in New York. Like, yeah. I love EDM. I love country, rap, all that stuff. Like, I just found out about Kratos like what, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
So like him and me, or him and I, we'll get in the studio, try to make something. It's because there's been other artists that have. Like Steve Aoki, great DJ, great producer. He did something with Nata, right? But it was just another EDM song,
right
with
right.
Nata rapping on it. Where Dioro's got this vision, bro, and he's spot on. It's just hard to do.
Yeah.
Where he's like, how do you turn this Kratos, which is in 6/8, that's that like 1-2-3-4, like that flow, right? Into a like 1-2-3.
130
BPM. Right? You know, you're on a 4-4 time now. And it's hard to like flip that. There's a producer, Ocho, on the beat, who's got it figured out. He's releasing a song next Thursday. Is that it?
No.
He's like, that's damn, am I just not different?
Hey, when did you start working on the synths?
You start working on the era?
It's because, yeah, you're right. Because it hasn't been done before in that way.
Yeah.
It's only been done in EDM where they're like, they'll play.
Like mashup.
Yeah, it'll just be the buildup and then it'll go into EDM. It'll
like he remixed A Balasola. But like if you really like put the headphones on, it sounds great, mm-hmm. but you're like, it's hard to bounce to.
Right.
You're really like forcing that mash together.
There's a guy to do it though, Dioro.
He's the only guy that could do it.
If there's a guy to do it, it's Dioro. Like he's the one who.
And me.
Yeah, he's the guy who's really, I mean, especially if you've seen him live, like his sets.
He's so freaking talented.
Dude, he's crazy.
I sent him some guitar tracks just to like brainstorm with, you know, try to catch a feel. Like on the pause, but like catch a feel.
You said what? You said what, sir?
On the music, but.
There it is.
He texted me like a couple days ago and he goes, he's like, hey bro, how much you want for the guitar tracks? I was like, what are you talking about? Like we haven't gotten a studio. He's like, I put it in this remix. He's like, how much you want? I was like, I don't know, like lunch and a high five, bro. Like, I don't know, guitars. So I'm like, I got with his manager team, they're just gonna pay me whatever. I'm like, oh, that's banger, bro. Love it.
All right, so give us a little plays it, tell us a little bit about it for you.
So this is that whole thing like you were talking about earlier. Like I get to bring my kind of influence into the genre. It's not super different from like your kind of mainstream Kratos, at least like Esteban Armado style and maybe Junior Ache. But like I said, like growing up with a lot of soul music, like I put a lot of those major seventh Dream Year chords in there and kept it upbeat, dude. Like I want to make like love songs, you know?
Oh,
like,
lover
like,
boy.
I don't know if I'm going to, I'll make some heartbreak songs probably at some point, but.
And you got to bring up the Mariscos shit and the song.
Shall Come.
Yeah. Shall Come. That's what you could call your first album.
That'll be the EP.
Yeah. Shall Come Deluxe.
And I'll put in like the Irish, like the Celtic language.
And it could be your crest on the top. On the,
yeah.
And then the heartbreak song, Shall Come Back.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's fire. That's a good pun.
So this one. It's about that girl, bro. This is a happy song. It's a love song, bro. It's about that girl.
It's called Shellfish, huh?
Exactly. she's sweet, bro. She even asked me one time because like she found out about all this stuff. And she doesn't do social media, which is I think the reason why I like her so much is she don't know about any of this stuff.
No way.
She doesn't. She knows more of it now, but like she don't do any social media. And I'm like, I love that. Like that's thank you. And so she like she found out that I did a lot of music stuff. She's like, do you write anything? He's like, do you do anything with lyrics? I was like, I'm working on something. I'm like, little you know, kind of about you. And she's like, send me stuff, like send me something. I'm like, no. And it's like, you'll hear it when it comes out. And that's this song. I mean, that's Chewy singing on it. He's an incredible writer. He sounds like Khalid to me, but like Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super upbeat. It's like happy. We're gonna do a little music video. I got I guess, yeah. I'm still trying to figure it all out. I don't speak Spanish that well. Yeah. So, like, I got to translate the lyrics. And,
okay.
If you don't play that shit out her window, bro.
Yeah. Which is the set of not that you can.
I'm just going to be blasting it. I'm going to have fun. Whatever happens, happens. But, like, I mean, I just, like, it's, I don't know if it's, because I'm new to this whole songwriting thing. But, like, you have an emotion and being a musician, you want to put that into something. So, even, like, beyond the lyrics, like the chords, that's just like the emotion is like that I have. I put it into the chords and just like everything about the song kind of like speaks to like how I feel, this is so like soft and like I'm a heart, bro. I'm a heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're close to Buffalo, dog.
I'm tough, dude. I don't get soft like that.
I'm a long snapper. I'm tough,
but yeah, just like it's just like you take that feeling that you have like with that person and you translate it into a music and you hope that other people, like when they listen, they kind of get that emotion and they feel that way.
Yeah.
That's the end goal. So that's what this song is. And Chewy's the man. He's a great lyricist. Run it.
Altero, yo me puse más que listo. Nadia chava que yo miro. Sé que otra comedia no voy a encontrar. Me animo y su nombre yo le pido. Platicamos solo un ratito. Lo demás pues ya todos lo sabrán. Y a oír su linda voz vieran que me enamoró su manera de hablar. Forma de expresar su sonrisa me cautivó, pero lo que trae dentro no se puede comparar, simplemente perfecta.
We gotta stop it there. That might be the whole song.
Yeah,
I think there's more actually coming, but I don't want to play the rest.
That's cool.
It's just a vibe, man. And like, it's going to sound, I mean, it'll be similar, but it'll sound probably a lot different because we're actually going to go to the studio at Yellow Room. So that's the guy that produced a ton of Esteban Armando's albums.
Right. I think I've seen his stuff on Instagram before.
Crazy talented. Yeah. His ear is unbelievable. And he's just a mastermind in a studio. Great producer.
So, how'd you get linked there?
He's seen my stuff. And I'm just in the mix. Yeah. And
Pedro's posted a bunch of his. Pedro posts them all the time.
And I went and I congratulated him. Like, I'm like, dude, congrats on all the success. Like, this is incredible stuff. Like, you're obviously very good at what you do. Mm-hmm. And he's great guy, super humble. And then when I hit him up and I'm like, hey, can we record like this song? He's like, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, talk to, I can't remember her name. I think it's his wife. Mm-hmm. But she like does all the scheduling. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool.
That's badass. Okay. No, it sounds really good.
The lyrics got translated from what you had wrote down?
Nah, he did the whole
thing. He did the whole lyrics?
I just gave him like
what you
we got
say.
On the phone, right? We got on the phone. I just talked to him. I was like, here's how like I want the music video end up looking. Like, here's the story behind it.
Prompts.
Just cries.
Yeah. It just like start crying.
I just love her so much.
It's just you looking out the window. It's like it's raining.
You're driving by her house.
Start sobbing. He's like patting me on the back. He's like, okay, bro, you can keep going. But I just kind of like painted a picture. Like it's almost like this. Like, you know how like they make movies out of books.
Mm-hmm.
So like I basically like gave him a book and he made lyrics out of a book. And then I can't write lyrics, bro. That's I can write riffs. I can write melodies. I can write chords. You make me write lyrics. I'm like, the dog was red. He went to school.
But I'm sure you did that, bro.
That was gas.
Hold on. You said ball red.
The ball was red.
The ball was red. Yeah, the dog was red. But
Don't worry. We got it on camera. So
cool.
Yeah, bro. That's badass. And are you going to add any more instruments to that? Or is just.
We'll see. Might put horns on it. The tolo was tolo. What even is that?
Tolo loche?
So the tolo, that was done by this kid in Texas. Oh, I can't remember his name to save my life. I don't know his actual name. I just know his Instagram was like X Chewy or something like that. Another Chewy.
Yeah, two Chewies on your shit.
I guess. Yeah,
you're good, bro.
We're good.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah, you're on some Star Wars shit.
He's crazy talented, everywhere. Bro. Like, he's an incredible bass player. I don't know if he's been on any songs or recorded for anyone, but like, I'm honored to have him on because he's tight. He's locked in. So he'll get royalties for whatever. He's in Texas, so I don't think he'll make it out to record. I'll get somebody here, like in LA, to come up and record. And
do you have a release date?
Nah, dude, we're still writing the second verse.
Yeah.
Are you gonna send it to?
Is it gonna be a single thing though, or is it gonna be multiple tracks?
So this will be one song. It'll be a single. What were you saying?
You gonna send it to Josh Allen? Nah. Why not?
I said it's about a girl, but the song's about you.
Yeah.
When I saw you throw that 70-yarder,
he left me on red.
First day, yeah.
He's like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah. He's from Cali, right? He's a Fresno guy. Fireball.
Is he?
Josh Allen, yeah. He went to the community college up there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Baller.
Shout out Fresno. Shout out Bakersfield.
Shout out Fresno, yeah.
Hey, brother, I'm excited for all your future projects. Honestly, I mean, like I said, we've expressed how talented you are, and honestly, how you've been showing your appreciation to our culture. It's like, it just feels dope, you know, to get like that recognition from people who don't look like you, you know, come from like different backgrounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited to see anything you drop. Is there anything else you would like to promote or anybody you want to shout out or anything?
Shout out Ponte Las Pilas podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah, dude. I don't really got anything to promote. I'm working on stuff all the time. Go check out my Instagram, TikTok, the YouTube channel. We're going to try to get to 100K because I guess the YouTube sends you like a nice sticker and like a plaque and stuff.
Yeah,
which is cool. I mean, it'd be cool if they send you like $50,000. But a plaque would be sweet.
Just don't cuss and you'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
We don't know, but we've heard.
All right. But shout out Ponte Las Pilas, man. Appreciate you guys having me on. I'm honored to like just kind of be accepted into this world.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all see me soon. I'm gonna make a little podcast.
Let's go.
Don't know how committed I am to it, but I'll come back and film an episode here.
Yeah, record it here. Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
That's what's up.
Yeah. We gotta take him to go eat.
I was gonna suggest it. If
you take me from Mariscos, I'm gonna throw him on the floor.
No, it's gonna be all octopus.
Yeah.
There's an octopus bar.
We're gonna take you to the library, bro.
Yeah, you get to eat.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
I love the library.
It's really good there. Yeah.
There was a burger joint in Wyoming called the Library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here it's.
Isn't it real similar? There's buns for sure.
Yeah.
There's tips. There's a lot of tips there.
It's weird because they feed you from a slingshot.
Okay, we just open your mouth and just.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You open your mouth. Like,
we'll tell you how
to do it. I want to give a shout out to my beautiful lady. We're gonna go look at some fucking culonas at Mariscos for your birthday.
That's cute.
I love you. Aww. Happy birthday. Thank you for 27 years of heaven on earth with you.
You mean 15?
Whatever, I don't know. Oh wait, whoa, what? Shout out you, love you. I want to shout out my family, my friends. I want to shout out the homie Scott slash Seth.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Thank you for forgiving me for that. Thank you for coming on all the way from where you were at to over here. I know it's a drive.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, the Seattle Sounders. Thank you. And make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you can see whenever we upload anything new. I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Johnny, who has his shout outs right now ready.
Crazy. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's just been supporting us and be DMing me, just saying thanks for the podcast and everything. I want to give a shout out to Frank's girl Alexis. It's her birthday this weekend, so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Alexis, all
the homies, and shout out to Tito in the back.
We call June Apocalypse because there's so much fucking things going on.
And then shout out to everybody who listens to us, all the fucking truck drivers and the landscapers, everybody who wakes up early to hear us at 4 a.m. when this drops on Wednesday. I don't know if you know, that's the time that we drop, 4 a.m. Wednesdays.
I'll be asleep.
So I will be asleep as well. We scheduled it. Yeah. And
1 a.m. New York.
No, it's 3 hours ahead. 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. New York. Hit the second tower, bro. It's crazy.
He said he checked it so fast. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the homies. Shout out to Seth for coming on again. We fucking appreciate you. We need to take you to eat or something. And shout out my family, all the boys that listen and share all the time. We appreciate you guys. And shout out my girl. And with that, we out. Peace.
Later.